Good morning. Come on now, y'all, wake up. This is a beautiful Lord's Day that He has given us, and we're truly going to rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Hope everybody is having a great, great day. Those that are here in the multi-purpose building with us, those that are over in our sanctuary, as well as those that are out there in the parking lot, and particularly those who are out there in well, what would you call it? IT land, that are catching us by live stream. One of the things that through the pandemic has been a little bit difficult has been fellowship. Most of us try to do the best we can to maintain and keep the distances that we have from one another, so that we're not sharing this this virus. But most of the time we'll give a handshake, we'll give a hug or something to that nature. We haven't been able to do that, but that doesn't mean that we can't give somebody a big smile and a big wave. So as you look around somebody, give them a wave and a smile. Find somebody that you know and somebody that you don't know. Now, if you're on our online community, look down there in the feed, see who else is out there that's viewing with you right now. And say hello to them in the comments. We've talked about that. Dr. Gant monitors our online community, and don't worry, he won't yell at you for talking in church. It's perfectly okay. So say hello to one another, and give everybody just a wonderful virtual high five or whatever it may be. And that is all to simply say this: we're glad you're with us today. Whatever venue that you have chosen, we're glad that you have chosen to be with us today, whether in person or virtually. So we're going to ask the Lord to bless us in prayer. We're going to ask the Father to look after us today and to speak to our hearts as only He can. So let's pray together. Our Father, as we come into Your house, we do so with anticipation. Lord, we want to hear from You today. Father, help us to prepare our hearts to do so. Lord, today is a very exciting day for our church. Lord, as we have a special guest with us, one whom You've called, one who has stood in the face of true oppression. Lord, the one who has stood against the enemy in difficult and challenging situations, and Father, has done so with grace and has done so with a tremendous amount of faith. So, Lord, we pray today that You will help us to see as a church where You have called on us to support this man's ministry, this man's church. Lord, to support this man's city of Ducaro. Lord, to support the country in which he lives. Lord, I pray that You will help us to understand that You have called each of us to a mission field. And Lord, You have placed us, You have placed this church and our teams together for a reason. Thank You for what You've done in the past. Thank You for what You will do in the future. And Father, I pray that You will help us to truly have ears today to hear what the Spirit has to say to each and every one of us. As Lord, we take this time to pause to worship You, may we be blessed in song, may we be blessed in Your word, and may we be blessed as we see what You can accomplish when we're faithful. And Lord, we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
So troubled, you don't think you can go on. Waves may seem like mountains when your boat is oh so small. But somewhere past the clouds waits a new day to begin. Sometimes it takes a storm. Sometimes it takes a storm to know you need a shelter. When the sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. They were drifting in the darkness, and the sea all around. They cried out to the master, "Please save us or we'll drown." Jesus heard their cries and in mercy stilled the wind. Sometimes it takes a storm to see the sun again. Sometimes it takes a storm to know you need a shelter. When the anchor's in your life, disappear without a trace. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm water. Sometimes it takes a storm. Sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. Oh, thank you for the storms. Lord, you are
Amen. We thank you, Tammy, for blessing our heart today in song. And man, this is just a day. It's kind of, for me, it was kind of like Christmas. You know, when you anxiously await the time, the moments, and the opportunities. So, for around 17 years, off and on, we've had an opportunity to hear from those that that we actually get to deal with when we go to Cuba. You know, some of the pastors, you've had an opportunity to meet Pastor Donas. You've had an opportunity to meet Jose, our translator. But we're just so happy today to have the opportunity to have Pastor Julio Cesar Machado from Cuba to be with us. He pastors the church in Ducaro that has done some incredible things in reaching their community through children's ministry. You know, one of the things that that was just so interesting for us is that they God had blessed them in such a fashion that in their children's ministry was huge. They just didn't have any room for them, that they actually adjusted when they have their church service to accommodate the children. So in the morning, they have different, like Awana clubs that are taking place, and they do those during the morning. Excuse me, they're their worship service is actually at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which works out well for me, because this is a church where when we were there last year, we had the opportunity to do a revival, and it worked well for me because I had a chance to preach at the retirement center that we've worked on Sunday morning, and then still had a chance to preach at Pastor Julio's church in Ducaro at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while our other folks went and worked with Awana with Pastor Julio. So what a tremendous opportunity that this has been. I can truly say that there haven't been many people, if any, that I have met like him when it comes down to truly living by faith. When you have nothing and you are counting on God to provide and it's on the clock, one of the things that he knows is that God knows what time it is. He knows what the circumstances and situations are when the food has been desperate, when financing and funding have been desperate, and they have put forth their best foot many, many times in situations that to you and I would seem to be impossible. And God has always made a way. Then you notice what I said, God has always made a way. And what a blessing that's been to see that and to be a part of it. And I'm so grateful for Central Baptist Church and your commitment that you've made over these past 17 years to continue to go, to dig in, to say, you know what, this is where God's called us, and we're going to be here until God sends us somewhere else. So I am excited for you today to have the opportunity to hear Pastor Julio. I'm going to ask Dr. Doyle if he would make his way on up to the front as well. I'm not going to leave you hanging. Pastor Julio is obviously a Spanish speaker. We are blessed today to have with us Dr. Larry Doyle, who is our retired Piedmont Baptist Associational Director of Missions. But I think the thing that I would be most and more proud of is that Dr. Doyle spent a career and a lifetime on the mission field overseas, reaching people with the gospel of Christ and training them to serve him. So, man, it is a pleasure today to be in the midst of both of these men. Here in a little bit, you're going to have an opportunity to see a video that Pastor Julio's daughter Corinne made to give you an idea of what is taking place and what is going on there. But Pastor Julio will tell you a little bit more about that as we begin. He will introduce the video when he tells you a little bit more about it. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Dr. Doyle and Pastor Julio Cesar to join us today as he tells us what's going on in his ministry as well as bringing forth the word.
Hola. Sí. Sí.
Okay.
Gloria a Dios. Sí. Praise the Lord.
Louder.
Yeah. Okay.
Así, hermano.
Saludo, mis hermanos.
Welcome, and it's good to be here. I bring you greetings.
No tengo que decirle que estoy nervioso, ¿no?
I have to say I'm a little nervous.
Para mí es una linda experiencia.
It's a real beautiful experience for me.
Ante todo, traigo un saludo de nuestra iglesia, de mi familia.
To speak to you and be here as a family.
Y para mí no es tan difícil estar aquí.
It's not hard for me to be here.
Porque muchas caras de las que están aquí yo les conozco.
Because I see many faces out there that I recognize.
Y han caminado por las calles de mi barrio.
You've walked in these faces I see have walked in the streets in my hometown.
Y han hecho algo hermoso de nuestro lugar también.
And you've done something beautiful down there in our country as well.
Y han llegado a las casas sencillas y humildes de mi barrio.
You've walked in the homes of our simple, humble people.
A llevar el mensaje de salvación.
Bringing the message of Jesus.
Cuando lo hemos tenido allá.
And when we had you down there.
Hemos experimentado el amor de Dios.
We saw in you the love of God.
Como Dios ayuda.
As God is helping us.
A través de esas manos, hermanas, amigas que se extienden.
By and through you brothers and sisters who've come to help us.
El año pasado, antes de la COVID.
Last year, about this time.
El Pastor Roy lo invitamos a una campaña evangelística.
Pastor Roy was with us for an evangelistic campaign.
Y Vimos los resultados preciosos.
And we saw some really precious results.
Muchos hombres de los que están aquí después de trabajar en la construcción.
And many of you men who, after working in the construction,
llegaban a hacer visitas a las casas.
Came and started making visits in each of the houses.
Con buen ánimo. Se veían cansados, pero tenían buen ánimo.
Now, you were dog tired, but you did it and came and did it anyway.
Y nosotros lo agradecemos.
And we've learned to follow you.
Y cuando el pastor Roy predicaba,
and when Pastor Roy preached,
4 días consecutivos,
four days in a row,
él no hablaba como habla aquí, como lo oía hablar aquí.
He didn't speak as he speaks here.
Yo lo oía hablar fuerte.
We down there we heard him speak real strong and loud.
Yo lo oía hablar como un trueno.
like a tornado.
Y ahora lo oigo aquí, lo oigo hablando flojito.
And now I hear him up here kind of soft and suave.
Creo que lo voy a tener que llevar a Cuba de nuevo.
We want him to come back to Cuba.
Y los hombres que yo veía, que hoy lo veo quieto aquí, sencillo, tranquilo.
And I see people being real tranquil and peaceful.
Yo lo veía poderoso allá en Cuba.
But down in Cuba, they were strong and forceful.
Y sí, Dios hace una hora preciosa.
God's given us an hour, a precious time.
Hace tantos años que todos los años consecutivos llegaban a nuestra iglesia.
After all those years, you've been coming year after year into our churches.
Tony nos asesoraba con Aguana.
And helping us in all different ways.
Mike con su entusiasmo hacía cosas preciosas.
With enthusiasm, doing real precious, beautiful things.
No me voy a acordar de todos los nombres.
I can't remember all your names.
Pero sí le llevamos en el corazón.
But I have you in my heart.
Y hoy cuando te vea te voy a decir te conozco.
And today I can say I think I know you guys.
Te vi en Cuba, te vi todos los años en Cuba.
To see you so many years in Cuba.
Y hoy te veo aquí.
And I can see you here today.
Para mí es un poco difícil por el frío.
Here it's a little hard for me because it's so cold.
Como para ti es difícil mi calor.
As for you it was the heat down there.
Pero juntos en el cielo temperatura estable.
But you know, when we get to heaven, it's going to be a nice, comfortable temperature.
Y sin COVID, entonces podemos abrazarnos.
And there we'll be able to keep ourselves warm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Entonces, este video que vamos a ver.
The video you're about to see.
Es una historia.
Is a history.
Contada a grandes rasgos.
It tells about many different things.
Y lo hizo mi hija.
My daughter put this together
porque quería que ustedes entendieran una panorámica de lo que hacemos.
Because we wanted you to see the panoramic vision of what we have been doing.
La iglesia tiene otros trabajos, pero nos enfocamos con más fuerza en el ministerio infantil.
The church has a lot of different ministries, but our greatest ministry is with our children.
Y toda la iglesia coopera para esto.
And all the church is involved in this.
Porque queremos ganarle 20 años de ventaja.
And we are looking at 20 years in the future.
Y trabajamos con lo que han de venir.
And we're working toward the future of our what's going to come.
Así que si después quieren alguna pregunta, tienen alguna pregunta para hacer, pues.
And afterwards, after you see the video, if you have any questions,
okay.
I'll take them. Okay.
The video.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and roll the video so that you'll get a chance to see it. Our online crowd will also have the opportunity to see this. So once we get it done, we're going to make sure that we're still in sync so that that everybody will know what's taking place. So Jeff, if you guys there and up top, you can go ahead and start your videos and we'll work from there.
Since 2002, we've worked as a pastoral family in Ducuro, a settlement in Santiago de Cuba. And the work with children has been our strongest tool to reach this community. Currently, we are working on 6 different locations, including 2 locations on the mountain area. This is the work on the first location, Felix Banner. It's developed in the temple building where it all started. We work using a method called Awana, just like the other locations, and its main objective is the memorization of God's Word. This is the work at El Softball. It's developed in a backyard. We have a group of youth and volunteers that Sunday after Sunday prepare themselves for the work at the different locations, nearly 2 kilometers away each one. This location is called El Congreso, and the major part of the program is developed on the street, calling the attention of the neighborhood through games and songs. Also, we have the disposition of several people from the church who have opened their homes so we can work there as well. And this is Sabana Ingenio. It's a proof that through children you can reach an entire community. Currently, they are working as a church with independent services and leadership. Now, twice a year, at each location, we celebrate what we call the Store of My Dreams, regarding children for their effort with gifts made by brothers and sisters from the church, and also offerings we have received. We also have the summer Bible schools once a year, and this time the whole church is involved so that every single location can be a part of this celebration except for those from the mountains, because there we have two locations, Zacateca and Matayegua, two settlements where the gospel had never been preached before, and currently we are working with children and adults there with the help of young leaders from our church. Summer Bible schools and the Store of My Dreams are developed right there on those settlements.
Uno, dos y tres.
But God also touched our hearts to develop this community project that we call Nursery Christian Home, with the purpose of looking after the kids of workers and in the same way offer employment to women from our church. This project has been developed until it's become a school. We have the support of teachers who have received a pay in exchange for their services. We have kids until the age of 12. We impart them IT skills, teach them English since they are 3 years old, biblical classes, secular classes, and also music classes using the Suzuki method. And every 3 months, we present a play where the kids show everything they have learned in that period of time, including presentations about music, stories from the Bible, English, and their parents are the audience. Many of which have accepted Jesus as their personal savior due to the change they have noticed in their kids. Right now, taking advantage of the quarantine, a group of youth gathers in order to prepare themselves on how to achieve a better work with kids on the streets. All of this work has been done by the grace of God. But we also thank all of those that somehow have contributed to the extension of God's kingdom in this place through the children.
El futuro se trabaja.
And this is the future of the work.
Quiero compartir la palabra de Dios con
I would like to share with you God's word this morning.
Y quiero hacerlo de una manera sencilla.
I would like to make it very simple this morning.
Valorando los tiempos en que estamos viviendo.
Talking about things that we're actually living.
Tú has estado orando y deseando que Dios hable a tu vida.
We've been praying that God would. I've been praying that God would speak to your lives.
Y Dios sigue siendo el mismo ayer, hoy, por los siglos.
and that God would continue doing what he has been doing and continue to do it for the time to come.
Has traído a tu familia para que escuche la palabra de Dios.
Bringing a whole family to hear the word of God.
Y juntos así adorar.
And all together to praise and worship.
Y se ven muy bien así juntos en familia.
It looks good to see families together.
Es algo precioso.
That's precious to me.
Y hoy quiero compartir la experiencia de un hombre que solamente se conoce en la Biblia en este texto o en estos textos que vamos a ver.
I'd like to share with you about a man in the Bible that's only found, his name is only mentioned here one time.
Pero que desde esta historia,
but from this story you're going to see something.
Queremos ver las oportunidades que tenemos nosotros en estos tiempos nuevos que estamos viviendo.
You're going to see how God can use one person in today's time.
Estamos aprendiendo una nueva modalidad de vida.
We're learning a new model of leadership.
Y hay que manejar cosas nuevas.
We had to learn today to use new things.
Y cómo proyectar el evangelio que hemos recibido.
And how to take the gospel to the places that need to receive it.
Y quiero invitarte a buscar en la historia de la Biblia, en el libro de los Hechos, capítulo 9.
I'd like to invite you to look at the book of Acts, chapter 9.
Los versículos del 1 hasta el 19.
We're going to look at verses 9 through 19, or verses 1 through 19.
Para seguirlo con la vista.
Okay, and I shall read it to you. Meanwhile, Saul was breathing out threats and murderous threats against the church, the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked for letters to get to the synagogues in Damascus so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether they were men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on the journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him and he fell to the ground and heard a voice that said to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, who you're persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound and did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but his eyes would not open. He couldn't see anything. They led him by the hand into Damascus, and there for 3 days he was blind. He didn't eat or drink anything. And then verse 10 says, "In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias." This is the person he wants you to look at today. "The Lord called Ananias in a vision. He said, 'Ananias.' And he answered, 'Lord, yes, Lord.' And then the Lord told him, 'Go to the house of Judas on the straight street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come to the place and place his hands on him that he might receive his sight.' 'Lord,' Ananias answered, 'I have heard many reports about him and how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name.' But the Lord said to Ananias, 'Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings. And before the people of Israel, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.' Then Ananias went to the house. He entered it, placed his hands on Saul, and he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may have your sight again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes. He could see again. He got up and he was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength."
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Señor, gracias.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Te pedimos el auxilio de tu Espíritu Santo.
We ask for the help of your Holy Spirit.
Y que bendigas nuestras vidas.
And that you would bless these days, these times.
Tú conoces la necesidad espiritual de cada uno.
Because you know the need, the spiritual need of each one here.
Y permite que esta tu palabra se aplique a nuestras vidas.
And let your word speak to our lives.
Conforme a tu propósito.
According to your word, your purpose.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amén.
Queremos hablar de Ananías.
I want to talk to you about Ananias.
Ananías que no se menciona en ninguna otra parte ya de la Biblia.
You don't find him mentioned in any other place in the Bible.
Un discípulo que fue como un flash.
He was just a common or everyday believer, follower of Jesus.
Pero fue el hombre que Dios llamó para que despertara al apóstol Pablo.
But he became the man that God would use to wake up Saul.
Lo bonito de toda la historia es que Dios demuestra que él no tiene acepción de personas.
The unique thing about this is that he's just a unique single individual.
Y que la iglesia no está sustentada solamente por los ministros.
And the work of the church then wasn't supported all by the preachers. It was supported
sino
by these
que
guys.
La iglesia está sustentada en cada hijo de Dios, en cada cristiano fiel.
The church is supported and sustained by the work of each individual in that church.
Y Ananías, que aparece cinco veces el nombre de él en este trozo de la escritura.
In this passage, Ananias' name is mentioned five times.
Lo busqué y no aparece en ninguna otra parte de la Biblia.
And he's not found in any other place in the Bible.
Pero que tiene una historia que marca todo el hecho de la cristiandad por todos los tiempos.
But his work and what he did left a mark for all the history of the church in the years and centuries to come.
Y fue un cristiano sencillo que Dios lo llamó.
Just a simple follower of Jesus.
Este cristiano,
this one single Christian,
salido de Jerusalén por la persecución,
had left Jerusalem because of the persecution.
Se encontraba en la ciudad de Damasco.
He went to Damascus.
Y en la ciudad de Damasco estaba también perseguido.
And Christians were persecuted there in Damascus as well.
Y la persecución no es nada nuevo en estos tiempos, sino desde que el origen del cristianismo ha sido perseguida la iglesia.
And in that day, the church wasn't unique in that moment. It had been since the beginning of the followers of Jesus, they had all been persecuted.
Y quiero valorar algo especial que da inicio a la historia de Ananías.
I want you to look closely at the beginning of the story of Ananias.
Te invito a ver el versículo 10.
There in verse 10.
Cuando Dios habla a Ananías,
when God called Ananias,
y lo conoce por nombre,
and he knew him by name, he called him by name,
y Ananías escucha que Dios menciona su nombre.
And Ananias, he said, Ananias, Ananias, he called him by name.
Y Ananías respondió,
and Ananias by name,
y dijo, heme aquí.
He said, I'm here.
Si yo en esta mañana yo dijera a manera de la voz de Dios,
and this morning I want us to listen to the voice of God.
Tú que estás queriendo servirle al Señor,
and if you're wanting to follow and serve Jesus,
y si escucha la voz de Dios,
listen to the voice of God.
Tú estarías dispuesto a decirle, heme aquí,
and be ready to say with Ananias, I'm here.
Por ejemplo,
for example,
yo dijera, my stone. My stone. My stone. Ah, ahora fue que levantó la mano.
Mike? Yeah. He's calling you Mike. Okay. Yeah. If God were saying your name, Mike, is what he's saying.
Sígueme, sígueme.
Follow me.
Dios llama a muchas personas.
God calls a lot of people.
Y Dios tiene que llamar fuerte.
And sometimes he has to call out loud.
Y hacerlo repetitivo.
And sometimes he has to repeat it.
Porque nosotros, los discípulos,
because we like disciples,
no estamos atentos a la voz de Dios.
We're not listening to God's voice.
No nos hemos ejercitado en escuchar a Dios.
We haven't been listening to his voice.
Y estamos mirando tantas cosas y oyendo tantas voces.
We've been listening to all kinds of voices in our lives.
Pero no estamos entrenados en oír la voz de Dios cuando nos llama.
But we haven't trained our ear to hear the voice of God when he calls.
Amén.
Isn't that right?
Ah, bien. Ananías respondió.
Ananias heard God.
Heme aquí.
He said, I'm here, Lord.
Le cuento una historia mía.
Let me tell you about the story, my story.
En una ocasión estaba trabajando.
And I was working one time.
Estaba haciendo un canal para recoger el agua de la lluvia.
I was working on preparing some gutters.
Y estaba concentrado en el trabajo.
I was working so hard, concentrating on my work.
Y me pasó una idea por la mente.
And some idea kind of crossed my mind.
Ve a visitar a una hermana. Me dieron hasta el nombre, la idea que me pasó por la mente.
And maybe this is something from God. This is what's passing through my mind here.
Y yo me quedé pensando, ¿será Dios?
And I stopped and thought, is this God?
¿O será una idea mía?
Or is it just my idea?
Y me debatí en ese pensamiento acerca de 30 segundos. ¿Será una idea mía o será de Dios?
I passed about 30 minutes just thinking, is this mine or is this God's thoughts?
Pues pensé dentro de mí, pues para que no quede de parte mía.
And in order not to think, to know it, it really wasn't just my thinking.
Dejé el trabajo que estaba haciendo.
I left the work that I was doing.
Me lavé las manos.
And I got where I could hear.
Y salí para la casa de la hermana que tuve esa idea de ella.
And went to a place, to a sister's house.
Llegué a la casa y toqué.
I knocked on the door.
Y la hermana estaba en tremenda situación espiritual que necesitaba que oraran por ella.
And the sister said, hey, what's the spiritual need that you have here?
Llegué, oré por ella, le di palabra de aliento.
I said, what is your spiritual need that is here? I came, I prayed for her.
El rostro de ella cambió.
And this changed.
La paz de Cristo llegó a su vida.
The peace of Christ just passed over her at that moment.
Y pudo recibir nuevas fuerzas.
And she was strengthened.
Si nosotros escucháramos la voz de Dios más a menudo,
you think we need to hear the voice of God. Can we hear him?
Dios estaría usándonos más.
God is using us all the time.
Amén.
Is that true? Amen.
Entonces, Ananías respondió, heme aquí.
Ananias said, yes, Lord, I'm here.
Y se movió inmediatamente a lo que Dios quería que él hiciera.
And immediately he responded to God's call.
Pero entraron las dudas en su vida.
But there were some doubts in his heart, in his life.
Y Ananías expuso sus temores.
And he expressed these doubts to God.
Le dijo, Dios, ese hombre terrible.
God, this guy's he's a bad guy.
Ese hombre hizo sufrir en Jerusalén a muchos cristianos.
This guy did some bad stuff in Jerusalem against the Christians.
Ese hombre es una autoridad aquí para hacer sufrir a los de aquí ahora.
And he came here with some authority to do some bad stuff here to Christians.
Hay varios versículos en la Biblia que nos declaran con exactitud quién era y cómo Ananías conocía a este hombre.
And you can see in these verses how Ananias really knew who this guy, who Saul was.
¿Puedes mirar el versículo 13?
And look there at verse 13. You can see it. Lord Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man, all the harm that he's done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he's come now with this authority from the chief priest to arrest everyone who calls on your name.
Ese hombre tenía una historia. Y se conocía.
Saul was well known. They had a long history, and the church knew about him.
Y Dios le está diciendo, ve a ver a ese hombre.
But God was saying to Ananias, look, I want you to go to him.
No, yo no voy a ver ese hombre.
I don't think I would have gone.
Dios, tú me estás dando una misión nueva.
See, me, I don't want this new mission, God.
En estos tiempos se nos está enseñando el aislamiento.
And this
aislamiento, estar separado.
Oh, okay. In this time, God's wanting to separate Paul.
Y la idea va creciendo cada vez más.
Mm-hmm. And each time you get further away.
Y cada vez más nos estamos separando.
Okay. If Ananias, I'm now getting it now. We say, if Ananias had said no, he would keep separating himself from God. And the more he said no, the further he would be separated from the voice of God.
Pero la voz de Dios para Ananías es acércate a Pablo, a Saulo.
But God is saying, look, I want you, rather than getting further away from trouble and from where I'm calling you, I want you to go close to Paul, Saul.
Dios está hablando también en estos tiempos.
And God is calling and talking in these times as well today.
Los médicos hicieron o hacen un juramento que se llama el juramento hipocrático.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Sí.
Okay.
Sí.
He said, when you think about the Hippocratic Oath.
El juramento hipocrático que los médicos hacen al graduarse.
Every doctor has to agree to this Hippocratic oath.
Es que tienen que tocar incluso al enfermo a pesar de que en ello le vaya a su vida.
He has to touch the life of the person who's sick, regardless of who they are, when they come to them.
Entonces los cristianos tenemos también un juramento con el Señor.
The Christian also has this same kind of commitment to the Lord. We have to touch the lives of whoever God sends to us.
Que debemos acercarnos a la persona aunque vaya en riesgo también nuestra vida.
We have to do that in regardless of how this might affect our life.
Ananías sabía estas cosas. Señor, si yo me acerco, ese hombre quizás tome represalia conmigo.
Yeah, he said, God, Ananias is saying, God, if I go to this guy, he may do me some harm. He's a bad dude.
Pero Ananías expuso sus temores, pero Dios le dijo, tienes que ir.
Although Ananias said, I don't want to go, God said, you have to go.
Entonces, para ti también hay una máxima de parte de Dios. Cuando somos hijos de Dios, cuando queremos servirle a Dios, debemos escuchar lo que Dios nos pide y movernos hacia lo que Dios nos pide.
We have to do the same as followers of Jesus. When God speaks to us and tells us we need to do something, we need to be like Ananias and say, yes, I'm willing to go. I'm going to go in spite of our fears.
La iglesia en estos tiempos sigue siendo la iglesia.
The church must continue to be the church.
Amén a eso.
Amén.
La iglesia debe seguir siendo la iglesia.
The church has to keep being the church.
Y la iglesia va a estar empoderada y guardada por el Señor.
And the church is going to be protected and empowered by God.
Cuando se trata de la salvación de las personas,
and when we think about the saving of souls,
Dios se encarga de darte la valentía suficiente.
God will give us the courage to do that, the sufficient courage we need.
Había un propósito muy grande en lo que Dios estaba comisionando a Ananías.
There's something important in how God was commissioning Ananias. I want you to look at this.
Y él se decidió a caminar.
And when God gave him the commission, he then decided to go.
Yo me imagino que se vistió.
I can imagine that he put on his jacket.
Ya no necesitaba orar, sabía que era la voluntad de Dios.
He knew it was God's will.
Y se decidió a salir.
And he decided he's going to go, and he left.
A la dirección exacta que le dio el Señor.
And the place, he went to the place that God had told him to go.
Y llegó hasta el sitio donde estaba Saulo de Tarso.
And he came to the place on Straight Street where Saul was.
Y allí con la autoridad con la que Dios lo había investido.
And with the authority God had given him.
Se acerca a Saulo.
He came to Saul.
Y hace lo que Dios le mandó.
And he did what God told him to do.
Dios le había mandado lo siguiente.
God told him to do the following.
Revisa el versículo 12.
And let's look at verse 12. In a vision, he had seen a man by the name of Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
En el versículo 17, entonces está la realización.
And then that was the vision. And then in verse 17 is when it came true. Ananias went to the house, entered it, placed his hands on Saul. Sí. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus appeared to you on the road as you were coming here. And he sent me to say that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Él no conocía a Saulo.
He didn't know Saul.
Y llegó.
But he came.
Entró a esa casa.
He entered the house.
Le puso la mano encima.
He put his hand on Saul's head.
Y le dijo, el Señor Jesucristo, el Señor Jesús.
And the Lord Jesus.
Me ha enviado hasta este lugar.
Has sent me here to this place.
En el instante, las escamas de los ojos se le cayeron, recibió la vista.
And immediately, things like scales fell from Saul's eyes.
Lo bautizó.
He baptized him.
Y el Espíritu Santo descendió en la vida de Pablo por esa acción.
The Spirit of Christ entered into Saul.
Es un cristiano lleno de una visión que Dios ha dado.
This simple Christian did the mission that God sent him to do.
Hay muchas personas que se están pasando situaciones difíciles porque sus ojos están velados.
And you need to realize there are many people out there who are passing some very troubled times because their eyes are also blinded, like Saul's were.
Hay muchas personas que necesitan un toque del Señor para que sean llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And they simply need a touch of the Lord and be filled with His Spirit.
Hay muchas personas que necesitan una visitación del Señor para que sean empoderados en el transcurso y progreso y crecimiento de la fe.
And there's so many people out there who are waiting for a touch of God, who are waiting for God to touch their lives so their lives will be transformed so they could follow in Him and follow in His steps.
Y Ananías llegó con el poder del Señor.
Ananias
sin temor,
came with God's power.
Porque Dios le envió, tocó a Saulo y le dijo, el Señor Jesús que se te apareció me ha dicho que te toque, que seas lleno del Espíritu Santo.
He came with God's power without
fear. Que te bautice.
To touch this life and to tell him God has sent me to touch you and he's going to fill you and baptize you.
Mi deseo en esta mañana es decirte que la iglesia sigue siendo la iglesia.
Oh, the church today needs to keep being the church in this same way.
Que Dios le ha dado poder a la iglesia para ministrar en estos tiempos.
God has given you power to minister in His name.
Que aunque tú ves que la situación está difícil, tú puedes decirle a alguien, el Señor Jesús.
And although it might be very difficult in the situation, you too can go and say to them, in the name of Jesus.
Cuando tú tienes ese poder seguro en tu vida y que sabes que Dios te ha comisionado, somos los llamados a cambiar estos tiempos.
And when you are realized, when we realize that God has given us the power and the authority to do this, we then can go and God can do great things.
No podemos esperar por todo el liderazgo para predicar a Jesús.
We don't have to wait for the leaders of the church to have power.
Ananías no se ve más en la historia bíblica.
Ananias is not mentioned anywhere else.
Pero hizo lo que debía hacer.
But look what he did.
Fue un momento de gloria.
Is this all for the glory of God?
Porque no se trata ni de Pablo ni de Ananías.
It's not a story about Paul and Ananias.
Sino se trata de Jesús y su plan.
It's about Jesus and his plan for us.
Y el plan de Dios seguirá siendo puesto en marcha en todos los tiempos.
And the plan of God, the larger story of God, is that it begins here in all of history. God is at work.
¿Sabes una cosa? El Señor Jesús tiene una iglesia aquí en esta región.
You know one thing? God has a church in this place here.
Muchos el temor los embargará y los mutilará.
A lot of people are afraid and have obstacles.
Pero otros se sentirán empoderados por el Señor para seguir adelante como iglesia.
Some stop, but others with the power of God will go on and do what God's calling them to do.
Si oyes la voz de Dios,
if we listen to the voice of God,
te vas a mover en la dirección de Dios.
You will follow what He wants you to do.
Si tienes temores,
if you have
Dios
fears,
te dará la valentía para vencerlo.
God will give you the courage.
Si te sentías que no tenías el poder, Dios te da el poder para ministrar.
If you think you don't have the power to do it, He will give you the power to do it.
Y vas a ver entonces la gloria de Dios moviéndose en el círculo que tú tengas.
And if you have His power, you will see the glory of God working in your situation, in your areas of influence.
¿Sabes cómo lo veo?
¿Sabe, know one thing?
Lo veo así. Un hombre traza un círculo.
If you took one man and you drew a circle.
Y en ese círculo todo lo que está, él lo ministra, él empoderado por el Señor habla, él en todo lo que se relaciona alrededor de él se hace un agente de influencia del Señor.
And if you drew a circle around your life and you see all the people that circle and that you have and you can touch and their lives that you can touch, you can see how God will use you, could use you to touch their different lives and influence them with the gospel.
Quisiera que en esta mañana tú tuvieras la percepción.
I want you to have the understanding this morning.
De ser ese Ananías para este tiempo.
To be Ananias for this time and this day.
Puede haber muchos Saulo de Tarso que estén pidiendo el auxilio de Dios.
There will be many Sauls out there who are waiting for God's help and God to touch them.
Pero se necesita un Ananías que escuche.
But there needs to be an Ananias who will go to him.
Por ejemplo.
For example.
Mike.
Mike.
No. Yes. Ya está listo.
You're elected.
Ya está listo.
Yeah.
Si escuchas al Señor,
you hear the Lord,
sabrás la ruta que debes seguir en estos tiempos.
You know where he's sending you.
A ti no te dirige otra persona.
God doesn't need any other person, just you.
Te dirige Jesucristo.
Going and following Jesus.
Deja que Jesucristo sea el que te use en estos días.
Let Jesus use you in these days.
Amén.
Amén.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I trust and pray that for each and every one of us, our hearts have been touched by what the Lord has put on our heart today. As I listened to Pastor Julio, I've seen evidence of that in this church. I've seen those who have said, I believe that the Lord is calling me to be a part of this mission, but I don't know where I fit in. I've watched them take that step of obedience, being timid. I've watched them as they've gotten to the field. And then I've had the privilege to watch God do incredible things through them. That's been a lot of fun as a pastor. But I can't help but think how many of us God has called. And you notice in that particular message, you don't hear about Ananias being some big evangelistic pastor. He was a simple follower of Jesus. How many times people have said to me, I feel like God is wanting me to do something, but who am I? Well, who you are is who God will make you to be at the time when he needs you to be that person. The question is, will you take the step when you have no clue what it may look like? We've seen it, haven't we, Tony? We've seen God. We've looked at our teams and said, what on earth can this team accomplish for his honor and for his glory while we're there? And we have seen every member contribute every single time. It's been amazing. And you know why? Because those were folks who were willing to say, here I am, Lord. Send me. I'm willing to go. Maybe that's you today. Maybe God's put it on your heart for a long time that there's something he wants you to be involved in. Today is the day to make the commitment. I mean, you may not be leaving tomorrow, but today is the day to make the commitment that you're going to follow him no matter what. As Pastor Julio preached this message, I also thought of Isaiah's vision when the Lord said, yeah, who's going to go for me? And Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. I wish that I could, in a small way, explain to you what we have seen God do over in Cuba with the people of Central Baptist Church. For the people of Cuba, not for us, not for the church, but for the sake of Jesus, those who've come to know him, those that have committed to follow him. Last year was one of the very unique experiences that our teams went door to door. Many of those that were on that team had never made a door-to-door visit one single day in their life. And we even told them, we said, look, if you don't feel comfortable with this, that's okay. Every one of them said, let's do it. They were willing to be the Ananias, and God blessed tremendously. Didn't have the first lesson, hadn't read Experiencing God, didn't do witnessing without fear, just said, here I am, Lord. And God used them. And man, what a blessing. Here, folks, you cannot explain that. That is something that has to be experienced. Now, what will be the commitment of your life? Listen, God may not be calling you to go overseas. He may be calling you to go to your next door neighbor. He may be calling you to go across town. He may be calling you to go across the country. Go with us. We'll act like we know what we're doing. We'll get you there, and we'll watch God do some incredible things along the way. It's been funny. I've been teamed up with Tony for years on this particular mission trip, and I don't worry about us getting there or getting back. Tony's learned a lot. God's taught him a lot of lessons in planning. When Tony plans stuff and does a great job, and God smacks his hands. We're going to do it this way. And Tony goes, okay, we'll do it your way, God. And it's turned out great every single time. And you know what? Your faith really gets tested when you become that person. But God, like Pastor Julio said, God will give you the courage. You know, a minute ago, he said that I was somewhat timid preaching here. That's because I hadn't gotten into the preaching yet. Yeah, we'll get that tornado thing going. Now, for us, our heart breaks because we should be getting ready to leave to go to Cuba in the next few weeks. But because of the pandemic, we cannot go. But that doesn't mean that the Lord's work is going to stop. We're grateful he's brought Pastor Julio here to us, that we might still be able to continue ministering in Cuba. You saw the video. Do you realize that most of you are responsible for this, or a piece of this being able to happen there with all these kids? You don't see it while you sit here. You only see it when you go there. And to hear Pastor Julio say, oh, by the way, the material these kids are using was provided by your church. The instruments that they're playing have been provided by your church. The teachers that are being paid has been provided by your church. You have been more of a blessing than you will ever know. Now, here's the thing. Not because of who we are. Don't get that wrong. It's because who God is. And God chooses to say, Ananias, 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 I need you to run an errand for me. I need you to do me a favor. Will you do it? Where are my people out here who have trouble saying no? Come on now. Somebody asks you to do something and you're like, oh, sure I will. And then you get in the car and you're like, why did I do that? I got 10,000 different things to do. You have trouble saying no. Listen, why don't we have trouble saying no to God instead of just people and circumstances around us? Today, maybe God is saying, I want you to go. Will you say yes? Now, that doesn't mean there's not fear. Remember what Ananias said? That's the part I always loved. You know, the Lord said, you need to go and see this guy named Saul. And Ananias said, I know his name. I know his reputation. You want me to go see him? He's got papers. He's putting people in prison. He's having people killed. You want me to go see him? Who am I? Who am I for him to listen to? We see Jesus had already been there before him to pave the way. And all Ananias had to do was be faithful. If God's calling you to do something, he's already gone before you and paved the way. When you follow him, that's when it gets really, really fun. Will you follow him? I'm going to ask Lynn if she'll come on up in just a moment. We want to take this opportunity to make the commitment that the Lord has put in our life. First of all, I'm asking you if you have ever committed your life to Jesus. It's time to stop being a poser. Notice in that particular passage, it says that the Lord called Ananias by name. And the reason he called him by name was because he knew him. He knew his name. Does the Lord know your name? Are you one of his children? I always like to relate that back to the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Have you ever noticed that during that story, he says, he calls him the rich man. He doesn't call him by name. He calls Lazarus by name because he knew him, but he never called the rich man by his name. He just referred to him as the rich man. Let me tell you something. Today, the Lord knows my name. He knows Tony's name. He knows Lynn's name. He knows Pastor Larry's name. He knows Pastor Julio's name. The question is, does he know your name? Have you trusted him? Have you said, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Today I surrender my life to you. Listen, if you haven't, there is no time to spare. Do it right now. If that's you, whether you're in here, in the sanctuary, the parking lot, whether you're watching online, if you just bow your head wherever you are right this moment and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I confess my sin. Forgive me. Come and save my soul. Now listen, if you did that, I promise you Jesus did. And now he knows you by name. And he'll call you by name. He wants you to follow him. He's got a plan for your life. And it includes everything that we do to do it for his honor, for his glory. Let me promise you, it'll be a challenging ride, but it'll be the ride of your life. Will you take that step? Listen, maybe you're here today and you have been hiding out in the house. Maybe you've been timid like Ananias was. But let me promise you today that there's not a single person that can hear me today that God is not saying, I've got a plan for you. I've got a place for you to go. I've got something for you to do. The question is, have you listened to his voice and said, here am I, Lord, send me, like Isaiah? Have you been obedient in the fashion that Ananias was? As timid as he was, he went and fulfilled the mission of God. I don't know what he thought as he was on his way to see Saul. He might have thought that he better have his last will and testament up to date. He stepped through the fear. He went to be the hands and the feet of the Savior. And because he did, Ananias' life was changed for Jesus. And Saul later became Paul, who became known as one of the greatest preaching evangelists ever known that we're talking about to this very day. Would it have happened if Ananias hadn't have been faithful? I don't know. But I know this, we're still talking about Ananias today as well because he was faithful. Will you be faithful? Maybe God is calling you to the mission field. Hey, listen, God still calls preachers, missionaries, and evangelists. Even in 2021, he doesn't always call them to vocational ministry. He calls us to short-term ministry. He calls us to go on mission trips and teams. And he tells us to do that right here at home, our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and our uttermost parts of the world. So the question is, where do you fit in? It's not if you do, it's where do you? Are you ministering in your Jerusalem, your Judea, your Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth? Maybe you say, Lord, I don't think God called me to get on a plane and go to Cuba, but maybe he's called you to get in a car and drive downtown to feed the homeless on the third Wednesdays of the month with Grace Community, the ministry there. Maybe God's called you to go out to the youth camp in Wyoming to feed the kids and give them an opportunity to be exposed to Jesus in a way they never have. Maybe God's called you to Canada. Maybe God's called you to some place that I didn't even mention. And listen, that's going to be cool too, because if it's not, then maybe the reason he's put it on your heart is because it needs to start right here and it needs to start with you. If that's you, my question is, will you answer the call in the same fashion Ananias did today? Will you? Now's the time. Don't wait. If God's put something on your heart that you need to surrender to Him, some commitment that you need to make, I'm simply going to ask you right there where you are, bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, I hear you today. I'm afraid, but I'm going to listen to you, take the steps towards you to be used for your honor, for your glory, no matter what. Listen, if you did that, the Lord is cheering right now. You have finally made the commitment verbally. Will you make the commitment when it comes time to take the step forward? Will you go? Will you contribute? What is it He's put on your heart? God didn't call us all to go. God calls us all to use the resources that belong to Him anyway to support. He calls us to prayer. He calls us to get on planes. He calls us to get across the town. He's got the plan for your life, not me. Will you answer the call? And here's the great part. I will make you a guarantee. This is the one thing I can guarantee you today. You will never regret it. It will be the happiest moment of your life. When you come back, you'll be saying, God did some cool things, and I can't wait to get back on the field once again. Now, all that, I've said all that, and I say this one more time. I can't explain that to you. It is something you have to experience. Will you experience it? Will you go? And right now, you're asking 1,000 questions. If God's tapped you out and you're like, well, I know right now in the pandemic, we're not going to Cuba. We're not going to Canada. God didn't, you know what God just said to you? He said, I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you'd be willing to go. Will you? God will provide the opportunity. God will provide the opening. God will provide everything you need because He's already gone before us. All we got to do is be faithful. Can we do that? You know, as always, I ask each and every one of us, continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray for this ministry. We're excited. You know, I look out there and I see guys that have been on the teams, in the homes. You know, I see the rookies from last year that went. Even Chris, he said, you know, I think I'd do that again. Made his first visit ever in a home. God bless. Stan, the old veteran. He's driven wheelbarrows and preached the gospel. Mike, who's always there, keeps our spirits up. What a morale guy. Tony, who does all the hard work, gets us there, gets us back, looks after us just like a father looks after children. And I love him for it. Tracy, he's dug some holes and kept us laughing and got us in trouble in Miami. But we laugh. I promise you won't regret it. Will you come? That's God's call, not mine. It's God's. Will you be an Ananias today? Will you be a part of what you saw? Maybe not there, but somewhere else. Oh, the future's bright, and you're a part of it. In just a moment, I'm going to close us in a word of prayer. Those that have been to Cuba, you know, we've invited you to stay around, have a moment or two to visit with Pastor Julio. Such a blessing. This is the Pastor Julio whose daughters, his oldest daughter, Cecia, plays the violin. She's the one who teaches violin to the three-year-olds. They're the ones we smuggle violins into when we go over there and equipment. His middle daughter, Corinne, is the one who produced the video and has a voice like an angel. She's the leads the vocals. By the way, I failed to mention that Cecia is the music leader in Pastor Julio's church, and Corinne also leads out on the praise team and in vocals. The younger daughter, Jemiah, she also sings like an angel, and she follows right along in the footsteps of her two sisters. and has unique talents of her own. They have a son named Jonathan. Jonathan is learning to play keyboards, and all of them, as you can tell, speak very, very good English. Yeah, they could survive here very, very well because they're looking to see what plans God has for them. Pastor's wife, Nelbus, what a picture of a pastor's wife, and what a picture of love. I have watched her shed tears for these little children. There was a room probably, the size of our kitchen here, and she had 60 little cubbies that she was teaching the Bible to in a room that size. And tears. Yeah, I've shared with you before, and I promise I'll be quiet, but I get excited. His wife is the one who made the little flowers because they needed resources to buy materials for the kids. And she said, we've got to send these kids home with these books because the parents will work with them, and that's how the parents will be exposed to the gospel. We have to have these. And it was just an incredible amount of money for Cuba at that time. And the missionary was coming supposedly that day. Well, she made these little flowers, and I have one sitting on my desk in my office, and sent a man downtown to sell them to try to get the money. Now, that's an impossible amount of money at the time in Cuba. That would be about 8 months' worth of salary. She had no doubt that God was going to take care of it. She expected God to do that. And we went there, and she said Lysi, the missionary that we also support, was going to be bringing the books by, but he was going to have the money. And he was late. He got delayed a day. And ironically enough, what the Lord had led Tony, our team leader, to do as far as dividing what you all had given, the money amount that she needed was 80 CUCs or $80 to pay for the material. The amount that was put on Tony's heart as our team leader to give to that church was exactly twice that, 160 CUCs. God delayed Lacey one day so that she would have that in hand. And that's the reason I get a little choked up, because that little flower that sits on my desk represents that kind of faith. Faith that we don't even know about here. Faith that give us this day our daily bread means something to them differently than it means to us. And yet, with joy, they preach Jesus, and with joy, they depend on Him to be what Jesus needs in that community. And when things go south for them, they sit back and say, God's got a plan, God's got a purpose. Let's find His purpose and plan in the middle of the crisis. And oh, by the way, God will take care of our needs. Wow. You want to come experience that? Maybe our trip has been delayed this year because it's supposed to have you on it. We were supposed to be going in March. We can't do that. Right now, it looks like we're trying again to plan for October. Not too late yet. And here's the thing. If God is tapping you out for this particular ministry, you need to call Tony Price sometime today. Do you hear me? Today. And tell him, God has led me to be there. And then you tell him, say, Tony, don't let me back out of this. And I promise you, he won't. Neither will the rest of us. Because if I can get you to go one time, I promise it'll change your life and it won't be your last. You need to call him today. I'm not going to give his number out, but you can call me or you can call the church office, and I will make sure you have his number today to say, this is what the Lord put on my heart. I need to do it today. If the Lord's wanting you to do something in any of our other missions that we've got going on, you need to call me today. Send me a text message. Send me an email today. Don't wait. You know why? Because when we wait, Satan says, well, maybe that was just an emotional feeling. Today. Text, email, phone call. That's what the Lord says for you today. Put your money where your mouth is. And we'll have a great time, I promise. Listen, take just a moment, if you would, in an attitude of prayer, to solidify the commitments that you have made before Jesus. Let's pray together. Amen. I trust and pray we can all truly say that. May the Lord be the Lord of our life. We're surrendered to Him. God is still calling Isaiah's and Ananias's in each and every one of us. What a joy it's been to have Pastor Julio with us today to get a glimpse of the ministry that you continue to support. Would you show him your appreciation? Give him a hand. Thank him for coming and being with us today. And we look forward to having that opportunity to go once again to be a part of his ministry, his life. He is family. He is part of us. What a great, great opportunity that is. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to ask Tony. Tony, if you would come on up here, man, I'm going to get you to close us in a word of prayer. You can bring a little man with you. It's all right. You bring him on up there. Yeah, come on up. Yeah, this is the way we roll around here. Yeah. Yeah, this is the way we roll. Like I said, families are families, right? Amen. Don't forget, our tithe and offering box is back there at the door. If you're in the sanctuary, you could just drop it in the plates up front. If you're watching online, www.oakridgecbc.org. There's a giving tab there. Once again, we're grateful for what you've done, particularly in the midst of this pandemic, to be faithful to what God is doing. Awana, don't forget, we do have Awana this evening, 5:30 for youth, 6 o'clock. For all the other groups of kids, continue to pray that God will do incredible things in and through our church, and we look so forward to what's going to happen along the way. Becky, thank you for being with us today. Behind every good man stands an even better wife. Pastor Larry Doyle's wife, Becky, is here making sure he stays in line and does a good job and keeps him on stride. Thank you for being with us today. Tony, our Cuba team leader, is going to dismiss us in a word of prayer, and just know that we love you and appreciate you. Brother Tony.
Father, I just praise you and I thank you for Pastor Julio. His family means the world to me. He means the world to our team, and I know he means the world through our church. God, we certainly just ask that you bless his travels as he continues on this week. And certainly as he returns home to be with his family, we just ask that you keep him safe. We ask that you keep him healthy, that he can go back and be with his family soon. We're so thankful that he is part of our family. God, we thank you for a church that loves missions. We thank you for a church that's loved Cuba. God, thank you for blessing us. I know you bless us because we go out. God, we just ask that as this day continues, there's a lot for us to think about today, that we think about what is it that you have for us tomorrow? What do you have for each of us the rest of this year or the rest of our life? It can start right now. But God, we just praise you. We thank you and just ask that you bless this day. For in Jesus' name, amen.